Here with the news in detail is Brian Jennings.
Following his election as Taoiseach yesterday, Simon Harris will chair his first cabinet meeting this morning, at which three ministers of state will be appointed. Yesterday, Mr. Harris promoted two Fine Gael junior ministers. The Longford West Meath TD, Peter Burke, is the new Minister for Enterprise, Trade and Employment, while the Limerick County Deputy, Patrick O'Donovan, succeeds Mr. Harris at the Department of Further and Higher Education. On his election, Mr. Harris said he would be a Taoiseach for all. Opposition parties have branded the ministerial changes as superficial and cosmetic, and have renewed calls for a general election. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lahan.
Simon Harris told the Dáil yesterday that there is now a team in place in government with the right mixture of experience and talent to build a new social contract. And today there will be changes to the junior ministerial ranks. It is possible that Dublin Mid West TD Emer Higgins could be appointed a Minister of State at the Department of Enterprise, with Neil Richmond possibly taking up a role in finance, given that the government chief whip, Hildegard Nocton, now has responsibility for special education and inclusion. There is a vacancy in health, which could go to Cork North Central TD Colm Burke. Fine Gael Party Chairman Alan Dillon is being linked with the OPW portfolio, and one junior minister will also have to be assigned responsibility for the Gaeltacht. The Dublin TDs Alan Farrell and Colm Brophy are viewed by some in Fine Gael as having an outside chance of promotion.
Philippe Lazzarini, the head of the Palestinian Relief Agency UNRWA, has warned Palestinians in Gaza of the threat of unexploded munitions. He mentioned in particular families going back to their home city of Khan Yunis, which has been devastated by the Israeli military offensive. Mr. Lazzarini said there might be thousands of such devices in the rubble. In an interview with the BBC, he also outlined other further dangers facing Palestinians in Gaza.
Today it's already a race against the clock to try to reverse the looming famine in the Gaza Strip. We do not have enough resources to help hundreds of thousands of people who might go back to Khan Yunis. You have also to take into consideration that hundreds of other thousands of people might be forced to be moved if there is an offensive taking place in Rafah.
The US President Joe Biden has said he believes that the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is making a mistake in the way he's conducting the war against Hamas in Gaza. In an interview with the US Spanish language television network Univision, Mr. Biden called for a ceasefire that would allow humanitarian aid to be distributed in Gaza over the coming weeks.
What I'm calling for is for the Israelis to just call for a ceasefire, allow for the next 6-8 weeks total access to all food and medicine going into the country.
In Brussels, the European Parliament will today vote on a package of laws on migration, known as the Migration and Asylum Pact. The proposed legislation seeks to change how EU member states deal with people fleeing war and persecution. Our Deputy Foreign Editor, Edmund Heafy.
June's European elections will likely be shaped by the migration issue, meaning the EU is eager to get this pact across the finishing line. If enacted, the pact will make it easier for member states to limit the number of migrants who entered the European Union, giving them stronger mechanisms to deal with asylum applicants. In lieu of accepting migrants into their own territory, it will also give countries the option of making financial contributions or providing support to other member states. Though the pact's 5 laws are expected to be approved by a slim majority in the Parliament, human rights groups and parties on the left have warned that they will weaken protections for asylum applicants. Far-right parties, on the other hand, have criticised the new mechanisms, calling them an ineffective smokescreen.
A survey suggests that women in both the Republic of Ireland and Northern Ireland are more likely than men to work in low-paid jobs. The report is published today as part of a research programme between the Department of the Taoiseach's Shared Island Unit and the Economic and Social Research Institute. Our work and technology correspondent, Brian O'Donovan.
This Shared Island ESRI study draws on data from 2022 and from consultations with stakeholders. It focuses on the barriers to employment faced by women across the island of Ireland. The research found that even when factors such as education and age are taken account of, women in both the Republic of Ireland and Northern Ireland were consistently more likely to be low paid compared to men. Women in Northern Ireland were less likely to work from home, which is due to their overrepresentation in jobs in health, education and frontline public administration, as well as part-time jobs. The study found that access to affordable early childhood care and education remains a key issue in both jurisdictions.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Create a modern, minimalistic home decor look and warmth in every room with Grant Uflex underfloor heating. Visit grant.ie.
It'll be generally dull, cloudy and misty today. There'll be scattered outbreaks of rain and drizzle, as well as hill and coastal fog. There'll be some dry spells also, the best of which will be in the east and southeast later this morning and afternoon. It'll be breezy and mild, with highest temperatures ranging from 12 to 16 degrees. And there's a warning that southerly winds will reach gale force 8 at times this morning and early afternoon on coastal waters from Fairhead to Strangford Loch to Wicklow Head and on the Irish Sea.